This.
Hey, how you doing? What are you doing? Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing?
Is Felger and Matt.
What?
On 98.5.
Unbelievable.
The Sports Hub.
The rivalry is back on.
So we got a bunch of stuff to talk about. Josh McDaniels returns to the Patriots, spurning the Colts. Rob Gronkowski wants to become an action star. Those are the two latest things since we jumped off the air yesterday. Who knows what will develop in the next 4 hours.
Anybody liking anybody Instagram posts this afternoon?
That's your department. That Murray's in charge of our social media. He's a social media chair of this program, so you let us know where the thumbs up and the heart emojis are coming from, kid.
This is great. I feel like I'm covering the Red Sox again.
Your thoughts on McDaniels, Mass?
Oh, I would say to him, you better have some clue as to what your future holds in New England, a good clue, and feel like you are protected for the long term, because if you hit the market again, and I'm a team looking for a coach, go pound sand, pal. Get lost. You're going to say yes, accept it, and then back out at the last minute and leave me with my Johnson in my hand?
Don't you think that that's pretty much a given? That he got long-term assurances?
Well, I would hope so. But I even mean, like, if you want to be a head coach again, it's going to be here or nowhere.
That's right.
Yep. I mean, that's it.
Yep.
That's it. Because what he did, we were just saying as we were coming off the air, his agent dumped him. His agent. That is like...
If that doesn't prove how toxic a person is, I don't know what does.
Exactly,
it's
Murray.
It's as low as it gets.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
No, that's like being... That's like propositioning a prostitute, and she says, no thanks. Really? It's like, no, I don't need the business. That's I'm not that desperate.
That's a defense attorney looking at you and going, I can't even do that.
Right.
You're guilty.
I can't. I'll defend anyone, but I can't. You know, I mean, that's how bad that is.
Oh, to get dropped by an agent is the lowest of the low. Like, that is a sign of, nope, sorry, you are toxic. I can't touch you. I'm not coming anywhere near you. Really, that is like the ultimate tell. Holy mackerel, his agent dropped him. Like that is, again, the bottom of the ocean right there.
So I thought, you know, like the guy reserves the right to change his mind. And who am I to really doubt any of the reporting? It's not like, you know, I'm down there and it's not like I have sources, but I feel like there's holes here with this story. And some of it, I think, is just kind of like, it's silly. Like, okay, he's staying because of family reasons and comfort for the kids. Like, get the F out of here with this kind of stuff. And don't try to tell me.
Oh, let me laugh at that for a second.
Oh, no, it's great, right? Oh, yeah, so the kids can be comfortable at school. Please, stop with that nonsense.
Were they going to be uncomfortable 2 weeks ago when he said yes?
Right.
Were they going to be uncomfortable this morning when he said yes? Or yesterday morning when he said yes? How did it go from being comfortable in the morning to uncomfortable in the afternoon? Please.
Little kids got short memories. They'll forget.
Yeah, no, they're fine.
Right? And the other thing is, you know, I don't buy for a second, even from some of the most reputable reporters, that, well, Josh hasn't been told anything about a succession plan, truly, like that he'll be named the head coach. Have a good laugh at that one, too.
Yeah, that's right.
And
yeah,
where?
No. Yeah, no, he just decided to blow up his entire professional reputation in the league to the point where his agent... His whoa of an agent, because they all are.
She was a whoa.
Says, you are so dirty, I can't even represent you. So he's going to blow that all up without any assurances of the future? Please. Two things that you could just take to La La Land if you want. You can believe in the Easter Bunny. You can believe in the salary cap. And you can believe that Josh McDaniels returned because of family reasons.
And there's two words.
Or that there's been no assurances of, please, would you stop?
There's two very important words, which I haven't really seen in any of these reputable reporters who have had this story. And those words are Tom and Brady. Because my gut tells me, and with the timing of all this, is that Tom, again, just going with my gut here, that Brady's involved here. And that Brady wanted Josh back. And that's why Josh didn't take that job in Indianapolis. Because with the way that this feels, again, feel, gut. No sources here, just going with the way this thing's playing out. What I think is that Brady went to the owner and said, yeah, I'm done working with Bill. I'm comfortable with Josh. I want Josh. You want me? Josh stays. Figure it out.
I mean, it does have that element in it somewhere.
See, I don't believe that.
But I don't know if it's that deliberate. But I think that Brady wanted Josh. And look, here's the way you want to talk about, you want to get down to a primitive level and a sensationalistic way of looking at it. The heir apparent to Brady is Garoppolo. He's gone. The heir apparent to Belichick is McDaniels. and they just went out of their way to keep him. So who are the Crafts back in here? Like, to me, if you want to take it at those terms, in the sensational, again, I admit, sensationalistic.
I don't think it's that sensational.
Like, to me, they've made it clear. They've picked Brady over Belichick twice.
No question.
Twice.
But still, that's not my takeaway. But I think you're right, and I think that's a big one. Brady won, and this is further indication of Brady winning the power struggle. I think it's also Kraft protecting himself. That if Josh leaves, and if they're negotiating a contract with Bill, which I think they are, then Robert Kraft has no leverage.
Right, where do I go?
He has no fallback plan, and Bill knows it. Bill can really use that against him. Again, if they're negotiating a contract, which I think they might be, or terms of Bill staying, or you know whatever the case may be, without Josh McDaniels here, Bill has Kraft over a barrel. Has him over a barrel. So you got to have Josh here to say to Bill, no, I'm not giving you $30 million a year. I have Josh. We'll live.
So what you're saying is...
The Patriots do this all the time, by the way. When they were negotiating with Malcolm Butler, they signed Stephon Gilmore. When they're negotiating with Lauren Molloy, they signed Rodney Harrison. When they're negotiating with player X, they bring in player Y so they don't lose at the negotiating table. Happens all the time at the player level. I think it just happened at the coaching level that Robert Kraft was not going to lose leverage to Bill in this situation. You want to leave. You want to huff and puff. You want to ask for too much money. Whatever happens, we want you to stay. Love you, mean it. But we can't give in to everything that you want, obviously. And so if that means you have to go, you have to go. We have Josh. And if they don't have Josh, what do they have?
Zippo.
Nothing.
Oh, no, they're hosed if they don't have McDaniels.
O'Brien's done. Patricia's done. Vrabel's done. I don't even know he was on the list, but whatever. Everyone's gone. So if Josh walks out the door, they have nothing. And it's a smart business play by Kraft to have that thing because they do that to players all the time. That's my lead. That's what I think happened there.
So he's leveraging Belichick with McDaniels.
Yeah.
The way that Bill leveraged Tom with Jimmy.
Yeah.
Oh, Belichick must love that, huh?
Well, all about leverage. I'm sure Bill, I hope Bill respects it. Like, that's a good one. Yeah. Good. If you let Josh walk out the door, I got you, Robert. By the short ones.
I'll tell you, it just, you know, again, and maybe this is, we're ending up in the same place, at least in my, you know, twisted little brain. It's amazing to me how much power Bill Belichick has lost in like the last month. It feels like how much power Bill Belichick has lost. He had leverage over Brady a couple of months. He had leverage over Brady and he lost Garoppolo. He had leverage over Kraft. That seems gone. He had leverage over his locker room. The Butler thing seems to have undercut that. Like, Bill has taken a massive hit here. In the last 2 or 3 months. Massive. He getting hit on all sides.
Story number one. Story number two. You think Rob Gronkowski is going to retire and become an action star?
I doubt it. But I think there is some legitimacy to Gronk talking about retirement. I don't think it's strictly a business play. Or, you know, strictly a
leverage
play in negotiation.
All about leverage, fellas.
Yeah, I don't think it's strictly that. I think that he has some concerns about his health. That's what I think.
Yeah, and Bert Breer was talking about this on the Midday Show. Like, when you compare him to other just weapons, because, like, to take it away from the position, other weapons in the NFL, he's woefully underpaid. To me, he's more valuable than A.J. Green. Look, maybe Julio Jones I'd put on his level. Same with DeAndre Hopkins. Like, Antonio Brown, obviously. But other than those three names, like, he should be making that kind of money.
He's paid on a tight end scale when he brings receiver impact. And receivers are paid higher than tight ends. So it's very simple for the Patriots or any team in the league to say, well, we'll make you the highest paid tight end, no problem. But that still puts you behind A.J. Green. Well, that's just the salary scam. The league says, well, that's the way the league is. What's Rob's leverage there?
Well, that's pathetic. The leverage is that he says this, like, look, I'm going to retire. I'm going to walk away. And I don't blame him for a second.
That's Rob's leverage.
If it has to do with the financial aspect of it, if it has to do with the health aspect of it, good, more power to you. I hope it works out for you. If he legitimately wants to be an action star, oh, I will wish him the worst until his dying day.
Why?
Stay in your lane. I hate this kind of crap. You know what you are. This is like Shaq trying to be a rapper. You're a football player, pal. Like, stay in your lane. Do what you do best.
What's The Rock?
Yeah, The Rock is like a minuscule percentage that it's worked out for, Mike. He'll be Brian Bosworth 2.0. I've seen the Dunkin' Donuts commercials. And all, you know, no disrespect to Dunks. We love you. But the guy can't act. And he has the comedic chops of a rock. Not The Rock, a rock. It's not going to work out for him. It's a guaranteed failure.
See, I would argue that The Rock was an actor in the WWE, and he's an actor in Hollywood.
Bad example. Okay, and I'm sorry for the rough, but O.J. Simpson was a good actor, had success.
Yes.
He did.
That's a.
Good actor. He could employ himself acting in movies.
You could even give me Terry Bradshaw for crying out loud, right? He's been in movies. Well, he was in one of them there with the Naked Room. I don't remember which movie it was. But in any case, look, it's Gronk's life. Okay, if someone wants to pay Gronk a ton of money to make a movie and he sucks at it, who cares?
On a personal level, I'm rooting for him. On a personal level, that's great. You don't have to get your brains beat in, and you can make millions of dollars tooling around a wrestling ring or making a movie. Good for you. You know that's congratulations on a personal level.
Sure. I don't think it's totally a leverage play. I think there's something going on there again. And I was thinking about this today. And look, I sniffed around a little too, and you never know what people are going to tell you. Okay, but I'm telling you, I sniffed around a little and I started thinking about it. He's part tight end. He's part offensive lineman. He plays like a freaking bulldozer. If there's anybody on that team that has had head trauma that we don't know about, Gronk's a good candidate. He's a good candidate. So I don't, and again, after that shot in the AFC title game, I don't doubt that maybe he is reevaluating this on some level. And it's a leverage play. I think that's a part of it too. But I don't think it's fabricated out of nothing.
You've been given this gift, and you're going to walk away from it to legitimately become an action star. It's like spinning in a higher power's face. If that's how I look at it. I think it reeks of a lack of self-awareness. Like we've seen this time and again, like, oh, I'm so big now, I'm going to parlay this into something else that I'm terrible at, but I'm going to try it because my ego is so huge now. Yuck. You're a football player, pal. You could be a wrestler. I've seen him. Like, he's got chops to be a WWE wrestler. I wouldn't even mind that. But an action star.
Jimmy, does he have the chops to be a WWE wrestler?
You give him 6 to 12 months training. In 2 years, he'll be a main eventer at WrestleMania. I believe he got $1 million to send a tackle to a wrestler named Jinder Mahal in Orlando at last year's WrestleMania. I kind of expect to see him in New Orleans for this year's WrestleMania.
Those guys get concussions?
They do, but he could wrestle a style where it wouldn't impact him. Look at a wrestler like Jim the Anvil Neidhart. Wrestle like him, you'll be fine.
He does realize there's steroid testing in the WWE, and when I say that, they test you, and if you're not on them, they make you get on them, right? He understands that, right?
I believe they're called human growth hormones.
Does he understand? Whatever he's on, he's going to have to double it?
So as long as he's a part-timer, he can do whatever he wants, but if he's a full-time wrestler, he can't.
Felger and Mez. Felger and Mez. We want to appeal to your ears.
Blood force drama!
We're going to run it right down their throat!
This is Felger and Mez on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Adam, the Boston Herald this morning saying in part, in one of their headlines, calling McDaniels the hoodie in waiting. What does this move mean for McDaniels' future now in New England?
Well, I think it's rather obvious. Look, they've made a commitment to Josh McDaniels. They're going to redo his contract. But the truth of the matter is nobody knows exactly how long Bill Belichick is going to be coaching for. He gets to coach as long as he wants to coach. He's earned that right. And he's got at least multiple years left on his contract, whatever that is, 2, 3, 4. It's never come out. But he's got multiple years left on his contract. We'll see how long Bill Belichick decides to coach in New England. And if and when he decides to leave that job, yes, Josh McDaniels is on staff. And it sounds great this morning to think he'll be the hoodie in waiting. And there's a good chance he will be. But we don't know the circumstances of that time, when it'll be. But the one thing we do know is that the Crafts conveyed to him how much they want him. They're going to redo that contract. Again, there are probably ideas that, yes, one day he could take over for Bill Belichick. We just don't know when that day is going to be, Randy.
How do you feel about that? Let's discuss that as well. George and Methuen, lead us off today. Go ahead, George.
How are you guys? How you doing, Mikey? Tony. On Josh, I'm with Tony there. If he succeeds here, let's say when Bill leaves, which is going to be very hard for him to succeed. But if he was to succeed and then he's able to maintain a few years here, maybe he could get another job. If he doesn't, he already failed in Denver. I don't think he'll ever get a job as a head coach ever again if he doesn't succeed here.
It's all well and good for him. Thanks, George. Just like Belichick, who weaseled out of the Jets. Josh is now weaseled out of the Colts. Make no mistake. Total weasel move. Dink weasel move.
The only way you get away with it is if you win.
And then if you win, it all comes out in the wash, and you don't even go back and blame him for it. You don't blame Belichick for it right now. You say, smart, you got out of the Jets, and you succeeded. So history smooths it all out and even, you know, turns it in your favor. Same thing will happen to Josh. If he wins, if he can find the next quarterback and he can win here long term, people will say he was smart and he did the right thing. Anything short of that? His career's over.
I was going to say he's dead. He's buried professionally. He's destroyed. Again, look at his past already. He began his Denver tenure by triggering a quarterback controversy and then broke the rules, got busted for videotaping, and got fired in his second season while they were 3-9. He then got hired by the St. Louis Rams as offensive coordinator, spent 1 year there, and they finished 32nd in the league in scoring. 12.1 points per game. I just looked it up. They were the worst offense in the league when he was the offensive coordinator there. Then he comes here and has sort of flirted around with teams before without consummating the deal. But this is as bad as it gets. You give someone your word that you're going and then you back out the door? Oh, he is.
It better work here.
Oh, God, he's Fredo to every organization in the league now.
Guy in the North End. Yes, Guy.
Yeah, I want to tell Murray, he was right on the money when he said that Belichick reveres Parcells because they both screwed the Patriots out of a Super Bowl. And as far as Kraft siding with Brady, why wouldn't he side with Brady? If it wasn't for him, people would forget. He was handing off to Ben Jarvis Green Ellis and throwing passes to Jabbar Gaffney. So Belichick actually sucks. Goodbye.
Yeah, it's a little strong. A little strong. I would have sided with Belichick. I would have gone with Belichick and Garoppolo and let Belichick call the shots in the succession plan and bring me into the next era. I would not have relied on my 40-year-old quarterback. So I think Robert Kraft made the wrong call. I don't blast him for it because that's a really hard call to walk away from Tom Brady when he's playing at an MVP level. Hard to ask a guy to do that. So I've said that a million times over. I would have gone the other way, but I don't blame Kraft for what he did, or I'm not going to rip him for it because that's hard spot. But make no mistake, that is what's happened. That is what's happened. You're right. They purposely and abruptly trade Brady's successor, but they bend over backwards to keep Bills.
I mean, to me, that's what it is. It's plain and simple. They got rid of the guy who threatened Tom, and they held someone over Belichick's head now. Brady wins. Brady wins. End of story. It's over. That part of it's over, at least in the eyes of the Krafts. Now, look, we can still debate who's more important, but in the eyes of the Krafts, they made their choice.
Oh, no doubt.
Their allegiance to Brady has superseded everything else. Now, again, that's professional, personal, there's a lot of elements in there. So I use the word allegiance, right? Because I don't know that they're necessarily saying that Brady's more important. But the whole thing, their relationship with Brady is more important to them than their relationship with Bill.
John in Brighton. Go ahead, John.
Hey, gentlemen. My question is, I'm kind of curious about, so it's official that nobody knows how long Belichick's contract is for, right?
That's right.
Okay, like, so with McDaniels making his bed here and hitching his wagon to the Patriots, what's to stop Belichick from being Belichick and be like, I'm going to coach another 5 years. Screw this.
Nothing, but I think Josh gets paid like a head coach if that happens. So that's his protection. It's like, did they officially formally say the words, you're the next guy? Probably not. I mean, I believe that technical, if we're being technical about it, they probably can't. I mean, that would be silly. What if Josh, you know, what if something is, he's incapacitated or, you know, or something happens, like you just can't blanket do that.
Well, and the other thing is they're too smart to back themselves into that corner.
Right. But if they pay him, if they give him the length and the money that would go along with being a head coach, well, for all intents and purposes, he's the next guy. And if Bill decides to pull a Parcells and stay, then, well, they're on the hook for it, and Josh is none the worse for it because he'll just have to wait it out. I mean, so that's what I think went down there.
So I guess the question to me then becomes, how much of a factor was Belichick in keeping McDaniels?
So
you follow me?
Yeah, no, the reports are that Bill was, hey, Jimmy, I just had you pull the Mike Reese thing. So they play this on the midday as well. Mike Reese reported on ESPN Today. This, go ahead.
As is often the case in like an exit interview type situation, the Patriots take one last stab at it at the highest level with owner Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick, Jonathan Kraft, and they say, would you consider staying if we did this? And the big question is, what is this? And there were two things, I'm told, that really made Josh McDaniel shift here. Number one, Bill Belichick said to him, I want you to be by my side. I'm going to open my world to you, show you how I view roster building, how I look at financials and the salary cap. And to McDaniels, who's 41 years old, the chance to be with Belichick, arguably the greatest coach of all time, 65 years old, to have that opportunity was viewed as to be extremely valuable to him. And the second part of
okay,
this...
Okay, so that's that fine. That's a part I wanted to play. Belichick was a part of the personal pitch to the point where he says, Josh, come in, I'll let you inside, show you how I do it. And, well, I mean, again, so did they promise Josh the next job? Maybe not, but that pitch from Bill Belichick personally, what do you think they're doing there? So, to answer your question, according to Mike Reese, Bill was a personal big part of the pitch to keep Josh McDaniels.
I mean, it just the whole thing is interesting because there are so many forces going in different directions.
But what's your point with that? So let's say Bill was.
Well, because I wonder.
Or you don't believe that he was?
Well, I don't know. Is he undercutting his own leverage with Kraft?
A little bit.
I mean, and again, and if this whole thing of I'll open up everything to you, which I believe. Why wasn't he doing some of that before if he regards McDaniels as such a trusted aide anyway?
So that's a part of the thing that I have a hard time wrapping my head around, too. The salary cap is not that complicated. I mean, it's really not. It's not that hard. You need some money, cut some guy at the bottom of your roster. Defer some bonus. I mean, again, I could teach him if he needs it. It's really not that hard. It's been way overplayed to you how, you know, detailed the salary cap is. It's really not that hard. Josh should, by this point, 20 years in the league, understand the ramifications of the salary cap.
I mean, there's no other coordinator that Belichick has had in New England that has worked with him longer than McDaniels on either side of the ball. And as far as assistance overall, maybe Skarnecki, I guess. I'd have to look. But McDaniels has been around him longer than anybody.
Yeah, like McDaniels knows how he treats players. McDaniels knows how he handles the roster. McDaniels knows the books, has to.
And if you remember in the Two Bills documentary, Belichick says at one point that he appreciated Parcells calling him in from time to time.
Absolutely.
And sharing some of the tricks of the trade. Well, if he appreciated it, doesn't it stand to reason that he would have done it with some of the younger people that he also valued? Some of the people that were in the same role that he was in when he was with Parcells? Like, I heard that and said, that has to have been going on anyway. Like, so, I don't know. I wonder whether this is sort of the public story to make it clear that Bill's behind it so that there isn't any perceived issue between Bill and Tom, or your lingering issue between Bill and Tom.
Good. I like that. Because, again, I do believe, and so this is what I just said sort of contradicts my belief that they're bringing back Josh just to protect themselves if and when Bill bolts.
No. Bill was on board with this, too. You know, this, you know, don't worry about that.
It is. That does tie it into a nice, cohesive bow there, doesn't it?
I mean, because to me, there's still something with Bill and Tom. Again, before we even, you know, less than 24 hours ago, we were here yesterday talking about this Instagram post and Brady supporting Butler, Malcolm Butler, of all people, in the face of Bill Belichick. Like, and so now all of a sudden they want to wash all this away? I think there's still stuff there that's unresolved.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Thanks for ending your workday with Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Dumb move.
And streaming at CBSBostonSports.com.
We were disappointed. Unquestionably, we were disappointed and surprised. We had agreed to contract terms. We had an agreement in place. We followed all the rules, did everything right. Two interviews, both of them went very well. Very confident that we were going in the right direction. Very confident Monday evening and Tuesday morning. And as you could see, we had a plan in place because we made an announcement that Josh was going to be our head football coach. I got a call Tuesday evening saying he had changed his mind and was going in a different direction.
Hey, guys. All right, here's a thought. With McDaniels sticking around, obviously, you know, Kraft sweetened the pot for him. But also, do you think that maybe he also giving him the option of being able to pick his next quarterback, to develop him, get him ready in the system, so in a few years when Belichick does leave, he'll have his quarterback?
Yeah.
You guys talk.
Thanks. Yes, I think something like that. Well, I think my guess is that there was some sort of situation with Nick Caserio, too, the personnel head, because Caserio and McDaniels are tight, and they're sort of joined at the hip. And so maybe that's another assurance for Josh. Again, it's not a in-writing promise that you're the next head coach, but we're going to pay you like a head coach. We're going to give you 5 years, which is unheard of, on your term, or, you know, multi-years. We're keeping Nick Caserio, and I'm telling you man-to-man that we turn the reins over to you. And that's sort of what, and so yes, I think between Josh and Nick Caserio, they get to pick the next guy.
I just feel like I'm being sold something now. That's the thing. I feel like I'm being sold. Again, I'm reading Volan today, and he's talking about how McDaniels had such a huge hand in developing Garoppolo. And Bedard said it yesterday at the end of our program. You know, McDaniels having a huge hand in developing Garoppolo. And all of a sudden it's, oh, so Josh McDaniels was responsible for Jimmy Garoppolo. Bill had nothing to do with it. Like, I feel like now there's like this, again, this sales pitch going on. So it's they are preparing for the departure of Bill on some level. I don't know if that's in 2 weeks. I don't know if it's in 2 years.
What's your guess?
Longer, not shorter. At this stage, I have a hard time believing Bill's walking right now. I do have
So define that. Tell me when you think his last year is going to be.
I think he's got one more year.
That's what I think, too.
One more. He's going to give him one more year. They're not going to give him any. He's already signed anyway, so they're probably not going to give him any sort of new contract. Maybe they give him some little sweetener. I don't know. But then that's it. I'll get you one more year, and I'm out of here. You're on your own after that. And maybe in his mind,
he helps pick the quarterback. He sets up Nick and Josh and his two boys on the staff, and that's it.
Yes, and that's also his way of not doing what Parcells did, which is, you know, just bolting town and leaving everybody there holding the bag.
It's a good point. It's an important thing for him not to be Parcells when it comes to that.
So I just, you know, again, as it initially happened last night, I thought, oh, my God, is Bill gone? And then I started thinking about it, and, you know, Twitter and everything else, and, you know, friends were texting me, and I thought, no, that's what it is. I'll give you one more year. Josh, don't. And in fact, maybe they already knew that, and that's part of the reason they reversed on Josh. Like, you know, you're going to leave us holding the bag? No, we're going to start the transition now. So I say one more year. That next year is it for Bill.
Josh and Wareham. Hi, Josh.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I love your guys' take on all things sports. You do a great job. But two quick thoughts. How does Josh actually being back fit into the role of Gronk deciding, you know, if he is going to retire or not? And guys like Amendola, do you think it's easier for them to come back now knowing Josh is there? And one quick side on the point on the other side, with a new defensive coordinator, do you think that this defense actually gets better, maybe with like a new blood in there, you know, tighten things up a little bit?
They need to, yeah, Josh, any better players for the defense to get better. Let's start there. Is Gronk returning or Danny Amendola returning related to Josh McDaniels? No. I think Danny Amendola is related to Tom Brady. I think that's Danny Amendola's reason to keep taking less money and staying here, Tom Brady. So as long as Brady's here, Amendola, I think, will continue to make business decisions and take less and stay. Gronkowski, I think, is unrelated to all of it. I think Gronk is related to how much money he's really being offered in Hollywood or wherever WWE is, Jimmy. Got to be Fort Lauderdale.
In Connecticut?
Yeah, no, they're in Connecticut, Stanford,
Connecticut, okay, well, right? You're looking like I'm a dummy. I don't know where the WWE headquarters is.
Oh, you pass it all the time on the way to New York.
Their performance center is down in Orlando.
Which, thank you. That sounds better. That's where they get their steroids. Oh, you mean that's where their performance center is?
That's where their training is.
I'm sorry, that's where their...
Stop getting me in trouble with people.
Training.
They ship them in from the Caribbean.
Getting angry text messages. Knock that steroid stuff off.
Steroids come in from the Caribbean.
I say with all the love and respect in my heart. Like, I don't have a problem with it. But wrestling, they better be. The last thing I want to see is a wrestler not on steroids. That's the last thing. I was some natural wrestler. Why would I ever want to see that?
Yeah, it's called Ric Flair. Flabby. Flabby and old.
Please. But anyway, how much can Gronkowski really make in the ring? How much can he really make in Hollywood? And if it approaches what he can make, and it's not going to be year to year, right? He'll make $10 million a year as a tight end. He can't. I doubt he's going to make $10 million a year in Hollywood, but your lifespan's going to be three times longer. So if over 30 years you can make as much, if not more, in Hollywood or WWE as you would playing 3 years in the NFL.
Yeah, but that would mean that he would have a legitimate Hollywood career,
yes.
Which he won't.
Are you sure of that?
Yes, Mike, come on. You've seen him in these commercials. He hell of a football player. As an actor, he's not going to be The Rock. This kind of stuff drives me nuts. Like David Caruso walking away from CSI because I'm going to be this Hollywood actor. He destroyed his career.
Okay, now you're talking about things I can't. What are you talking about?
I know who David Caruso is.
Thank you. I mean, most people know. You don't kill the goose that lays the golden egg. That's what this is to me. You've been given a gift. You're going to spit in the face of that gift because, oh, no, I can be something else. Allen Iverson, I'm going to be a rapper. Shaq, I'm going to be a rapper. Master P, I think I can play in the NBA. Stay in your lane. You want if he would fit in the WWE, that I can live with. If he wants to quit because of health reasons, good. Mazel tov. Walk away. If you want more money, hold out. But if Rob Gronkowski thinks he can be a legitimate Hollywood actor and action star, oh, please. I can't wish him the worst.
What about the Nickelodeon kids show that I see my kids watch him on? Like, my kids watch him on this
thing. Here comes Slime. Yeah. Slime. Slime cold.
I think he's good on it.
Yes. Of course, he's very entertaining to a six-year-old.
All right, so what if you can make money doing that? Isn't that better than getting your brains
What's the longevity with that? What, three movies?
Well, I don't know. What is the longevity for that?
It'll burn out.
It's long.
Gronky cupcake.
He doesn't have the chops for it. The Rock was a natural in the ring. You could see it with his mic skills.
Are we giving him enough credit? Aren't you disrespecting him a little bit?
I'm sure I'm disrespecting him a lot. Come on.
You don't think, though, what I find interesting about it, too, is you don't think that Brady could appeal to Gronk? Hey, look, Josh is here. I'm back. Come back. Come back.
Sure, I guess that's a little bit of a tug, but I think it's going to come down to the money. And on a personal level, I would say to Rob, take it and run, man. Go tool around a wrestling ring. Go play your slime videos on Nickelodeon and see if you can make the movies. On a personal level. On a team level, if I'm a fan of the team, oh, my God, that would pork you. Ooh, you'd be in trouble. Because I think Edelman's going to come back next year and have a hard time being Julian Edelman. First year back from an ACL is always tough. And
Mike, this would be like you walking away to become like a deep sea fisherman. Like, stay in your lane. This is what you're the best at. You know what I mean? Like, don't. You're spinning in whatever the higher power has given you. He has been given a gift.
Okay, but what
I'm going to be an actor now, darn.
What if you could make the same dough fishing?
Yeah, no, but I mean, what if my chosen profession was really harmful for your health? And he's had multiple, let's just assume he's had multiple concussions.
Oh, I bet you he has.
He's been in the league 8 years.
All right, then walk away. Say it's about health. I can't, the Hollywood action thing really bugs me. It really does.
I wonder if I can make decent money throwing a rod into the water off the road. I would do that.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz. It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
I don't know how you heard that, but I mean, I'm definitely going to look at my future, for sure. I'm going to sit down the next couple of weeks and see where I'm at.
Rob, what would make you retire?
I'm not ready for these type of questions right now. I mean, I'm just going to look, sit down, reflect on the season, probably talk to my teammates. We fought all year long. All the receivers, running backs, linemen. I mean, we put all the work in together. So I'm just going to reflect on the season, proud of the boys, and just see what happens.
I take it at face value. On a personal level, I think it's a great thing for Gronk. Personal level, as a man-to-man, I'd say great. Good for you. If you can make money doing that and get out of this and, you know, preserve some of your brain function, really, congratulations.
I mean, as a side hustle, and if you want to have a hobby, go nuts. But to kill your career out of a lack of self-awareness, I can't.
What if your career is killing you?
You know what you signed up for as a football player.
Right, and what if you now want to pull a Josh McDaniels and go, renege on the deal? Because I signed up to get my brains beat in, but now I don't need to.
Then I need to hear that it's about health is the main reason for me. You know, like, well, who the hell am I? But as a fan of the guy and someone who can, I enjoy
watching
him. Why
are you resentful of athletes going and trying to become actors?
Because it never really works. It's a minuscule percentage when it works.
OJ, does Ronald Reagan count? Was he an athlete before? Wasn't he?
But not a pro athlete. I don't think. I mean, how far back are we going?
I don't know.
I don't like when actors and reality stars become presidents either.
Why that came into my head.
Who
are
you dropping on me next?
Sorry.
Who are you going to drop? Rudy?
Sorry. Who else, Jimmy?
Jim Brown.
Michael Strahan.
Jim Brown's a good one.
Yeah, Jim Brown.
But did he have a sustained acting career, or did he just The Dirty Dozen and that was it?
It was like war movies.
I don't know. Good question.
Yeah, OJ.
Yeah, I told you. Terry Bradshaw's done some movies. Like, I'm not saying he's Clark Gable or anything of the like, but he did some movies. So, you know, look, some guys have done that. Murray, the health has to be a factor. If he was 100%...
Fine. Let's hear about the health then. I'd like to hear him talk about the health. But if this is about, I've got to be a Hollywood superstar, and please, you're an idiot. And you deserve to fail like you will after one bomb of a movie. All right, yeah, you can go... Shake your thing and take your shirt off in the next Magic Mike movie or whatever that is. And
okay,
all the women
so could you tell me what the... Billy, just explain
it's
it to
me. It's a
male
stripper
but for
movie.
The people.
And everyone's greased down and their shirts off and it's like hog wild and women are like... Ah!
Is it full frontal?
No, but, you know, you could...
Thunder Down Under.
Yeah, it's basically like that. Yes, yeah. Thank you very much.
Male strippers.
How many of those can you do? One, two? How much money are you really going to make?
Well, cartoon voices. Voice of Disney.
Well, Grunk could do that.
Kenny
sure.
Reed? Like, come on.
You are. I don't think you're being fair to Rob Gronkowski.
Murray's just bitter because this is affecting his football team.
And now that's...
I readily admit that's part of it. You're the greatest tight end who's ever lived. You're going to walk away and you think you're going to be The Rock. You'll be Brian Bosworth. You will flame out and you will fail. And I will laugh. Failure. You should be on the football field.
Okay, but even if he does fail, he's already got enough money socked away anyway. Like, it doesn't even matter.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I bet he's got a good chunk socked away.
No, sure he does. Is $10 million going to sustain him for the rest of his life if he makes another dime?
Well, it depends on how he lives.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think he's making zero the rest of his life.
Yeah, he's used to making a couple million bucks a year. Is he going to go down and now like live on a lifestyle that, say, $500,000 to stretch it out 20 years? I mean, it's just not going to last him. He's got to earn a living.
All right, fine. That aside, I look at Gronk and say, there's got to be a huge physical component. How many surgeries has he had? What was the graphic the other day?
Three back surgeries?
No, it's like, no. He's had something like 8 or 9 surgeries between the back, the arm, the knee, the high ankle, etc. Remember the arm thing? It kept re-breaking and then the infections, and they went in there like, I want to say 7 times. That's probably too strong, but they went into that arm multiple times.
I thought I saw some graphic that had it easily in the double digits. Easily. So, like, I look at that and say, again, the hit he took from Earl Thomas, the hit he, not that the hit a couple of weeks ago was all that bad, but getting up, wobbling like he was, that wasn't fake. So, at some point, I don't care how old you are, you play 8 years in that league, and especially we're seeing it now more and more, at some point, I think you wake up and go, how much longer can I really do this? Realistically, how much longer can I do it?
But it's a combination of leverage, a combination of... Of that other thing, if he's just banged up and getting weary, but there's no other prospects on the other side, well, then you're like these boxers who have nothing else to do but to go into the ring, get your brains beat in. If you've got something else on the other side, that, you know, that's all the difference in the world.
See, I think at the end of the day, Gronk's playing next year. That's what I think. If you were asking me to bet right now, I'd bet that Gronk is back, and this has more to do with the contract than it does with the injuries. But don't tell me the injuries are a zero. Because the injuries aren't a zero. The injuries with this guy are real. He takes shots, huge ones, between knees, arms, heads, backs, all of it. He takes shots all over the place. I don't blame him the least bit.
Okay, we continue that and the Josh McDaniels thing. Obviously, Andrew in New Hampshire. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? So obviously, Tom and Bill had a huge influence in the McDaniels return. I think it was kind of a sleazy move by McDaniels having assistants hired last week for the Colts.
Oh, you think?
Bailing.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. It's good for us. But one of the other contributions to this, I think, is Kraft pretty much saying F you to the Colts for Spygate and Deflategate in the past. I mean, he wants the Colts to fail for eternity, so I think that definitely added to it. And one more thing, for acting purposes, I think Edelman will definitely be much better than Gronk in Hollywood. But as Jimmy said, Gronk will kill it in the WWE, and that's a fact.
Okay. The Deflategate angle. Murray, you want to take that one?
It's so annoying. And even I read that, you know, even there was a part that of Robert Kraft that enjoyed this to get Josh McDaniels back and screw over the Colts because of Deflategate. You won. You won last year. In the year that the league really stuck it to you, your quarterback sat 4 games. That's the one that they were going to crucify you in. You had no chance winning the Super Bowl. And you won the Super Bowl. And more than anything else, you did it. Get the hell over it, people. Yeah, we're still screwing the Colts. There's no rivalry. You own that ass. Get over it. You're still mad about this? Jesus. You've been to a few Super Bowls since. You won 2 of them. Jesus, get the hell over it.
It is so pathetic, isn't it? Yeah, suck on that for Deflategate. Like Indy needs to suck on anything. They've been sucking on everything for years. It's not a...
They're an ant that you've crushed time and again.
Does that make you feel better because you lost the other night? Like, is that sort of a way just to sort of transfer?
It has to be something like along those
probably
lines.
It is. Maybe a little psychological thing. You feel so bad about the other night that makes you feel a little bit better that you got back at the Colts. Even though you're not at war with them anymore. I mean, you just traded him your quarterback. You just traded him a quarterback and helped him out with a trade that, I don't know.
Yeah, you got Dwayne Allen for him in a trade, too.
Like, yeah, you've
everything
made,
was fine.
Maybe it was payback for that.
Yeah, right. Tell me it's payback for Dwayne Allen.
That's better.
That
I like
can
that.
Enjoy.
That guy sucks.
Update, 90 seconds, no commercials. Right back with your reaction.
Felger and Mez.